Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week for your Heartbeat, you talked about care for the carers. You talked about people who care for others in their life. And there are really a few groups of people who care. You've got people who do it for maybe their mother-in-law, their husband, their children, those in their life. And then you have those who do it as a profession as well, who nurses, doctors, those who work in aged care homes. So you've really got a few different types of carers. But specifically, you were talking about, and I love the scripture that you used in Matthew 25, which Jesus is talking about how God will recognize those who cares for others. Like it's actually something that he values.
Yes.
That of us. And I've never thought of the scripture, which is saying that, you know, when you gave someone a drink, when you gave them some food, you did it to me. I've never thought about it in that kind of way before in terms of like that caring role. I know that sounds funny because that's what it's exactly doing, but not in the lines of someone who's already a carer. I've thought about it in like just everyday life. Does that make sense? Do
yes.
you know what I mean?
But yeah. I also find it such an uplifting scripture that yes, Jesus wants every knee to bow before him and have a relationship with him and know him as Lord and Saviour.
Mm.
But he's saying, I first separate people by how they've lived their lives.
Mm.
So he hasn't said at first, I separated people for those who knew me and those who didn't know me. He's saying for those who actually cared for other people,
mm.
saw the need, were actually Jesus to other people,
yeah.
had Jesus' heart.
Mm.
Even if they didn't know Jesus in their life or the, you know, the way they, how they'd been brought up,
mm.
they were living Jesus, being Jesus to others.
Mm.
Mm. And you know, God wants the whole dynamic. He wants a knowledge of Jesus Christ as friend, Lord, Saviour, lover, mm. creator, God. But he wants us to live like mm. Jesus.
Mm. Yeah. I think what it also does for me is as a carer, because I have my daughter who I care yep. for, who has an intellectual disability. If you're a carer in that respect, you know how tiring it is. You know it's repetitive. It's
yes.
every day. It doesn't stop. And maybe that's you go and visit, like when we used to have our grandmother in the nursing home with dementia.
Yes.
You know, you go and you spend time with her, and that was a way, just spending time was caring, because, you know, there were other people who worked there who did the other, you know, personal type care. But you know that it's tiring and repetitive, but it's showing how much God values that work and that heart that we have for people, that when you're in it, when you're tired and you're repetitive, it is sometimes a chore. It is difficult. But kind of just even an encouragement to yourself who's a carer to be like,
this
you
is
are
important.
Doing God's work.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Like doing
yes.
this is actually doing
yes.
God's work, caring for the people who have a need.
Yes, yeah. And you can I use an example of some carers, nurses, doctors, mm. those in aged care sometimes can appear gruff to people because they've had a bad day themselves. Or, like you said, it can feel like a chore. It's like, I've already helped this person. Oh, my goodness. Mm. Now I've got to do it again. We humans sometimes are weak and not lean into that, but act like that. But on the whole, why are they in that role and job? Because they have a gift or they have a caring attitude and mm. nature. They desire to help people.
But sometimes there's also an element of tough love, getting someone to do something
yes.
that they don't
yes,
want
to
do.
You have to, like, yes. Come on, you can do this.
Like, get out of bed, let's do your physio exercises,
yes.
let's do that. Because
yes.
there's an element of I love and care for you. this is actually going to benefit you.
Yes, so there's exactly. Also that so the element. Gruffness isn't always a bad thing.
Yeah.
No.
But I just like that scripture, like just saying, yeah, that when you are caring for someone, you are doing God's work and you are recognizing Jesus
in person.
Someone else.
Yes.
And Jesus is telling us that caring for others is valuable.
Very valuable.
You know, and I think we know that. Like I think we know in society when we've been through illness ourselves and people have cared for us, we know the value of that. But I think sometimes when you're the carer, you can forget.
Yes. Yeah. So we need to encourage the carers who are caring more on a daily basis, their family members, their child, their neighbours or something. And it can feel like a chore sometimes. It can feel like, oh, great, you know, oh, this is so hard. They often are grieving themselves, especially for those with dementia and Alzheimer's. I've come across so many people who are grieving that their mother doesn't recognise them, that they're doing the things for mum and mum doesn't seem to appreciate it or even know them as their daughter. Like they'll say, oh, so where's so-and-so? And you're standing right in front of them.
Yep.
And it's hard. So I want to encourage and care for the carers.
Mm.
And Jesus acknowledges this and puts them holds them up before us and says, look what these people have done.
Yeah, like this is who you actually want to aspire to be, the person who cares for others, and Jesus sees that and you recognize them. So every time we notice someone, someone who needs a conversation, someone who, needs the practical things of food and water and even clothing, God sees, like when we acknowledge them, God acknowledges us because of that.
Yes.
You mentioned a comment about for some people it comes naturally and others not. And that's true. For some of us, like even from sometimes little children, you can see at little children from very young age, some that it just naturally, oh, someone's hurt themselves, they go over and help.
Yes.
And others maybe just don't notice, right? And so some it does come naturally too and others not. And I was thinking of the people that maybe are listening to this and thinking, I'm just not one of those natural people to care for others, that you can ask God to give you that heart because if it doesn't come naturally to you, that's okay.
Yes.
But you can ask God to help you have a merciful increase heart for
more
others, to
your
increase
mercy.
That.
Yes.
And God will do that.
Yeah. If for you have, to see people in need and maybe do what you can do.
Yeah, that's right. Because God wants us to have a heart for that. And so if we would ask for it, God will bless us with that.
Yes.
So I think, just don't discount yourself. Don't count yourself out because you're like, well,
I'm not a carer. I don't go visit people in hospital.
Yeah. Or there are other means of doing it. So, you can be a carer as well. And then last thing I was thinking we just mentioned is that we need care as well and we should go to Jesus because he will care for us.
Yes.
And if you are a carer, that's important
to do. He's the carer of them all.
That's right.
Of us all.
And so don't forget to always turn to God because he wants to care for you. He wants to love you.
Yes.
So for the weekly challenge, I've just got us all to ask God for his heart for others.
Yes.
Because whether or not you already have what you think comes naturally or you don't, you want it to increase.
Stay or develop.
That's right. And so ask God for his heart for others. So we hope that that conversation has really blessed you. Maybe there are some carers in your life or people who you know are carers that you could show some love to this week and care for them as well. So we hope that you've really enjoyed that conversation. We look forward to our chat next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.